Oh, he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee will bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. More grace and good morning to everybody. My God, it's that time again this morning to spend time with him, to bless him, to adore him, to magnify him, to give him the glory. You know, I attempt to tell you that it's all about spending that intimate time with him. So go ahead and get up and don't act like it's a hassle. Don't act like spending time with God is bothering you or spending time with God is just a lot for you. Ah, Meshe, Mikosha, Habasha. You love to be in his presence. Amen. You love to start your day with him. Amen. You could be spending your day doing anything else, but guess what? My day starts with the creator of the universe. Amen. As soon as you woke up this morning, you should have said, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Maker. Amen. Didn't he wake you up? Well, the first thing you can do is say good morning to him, because he indeed is worthy of the praise, the glory, the honor. Amen. And so today, we're getting ready to bless him and love on him. And I want to say one more thing that I said again at church the other day. When you spend time with him out of obligation, it does nothing for him. It doesn't turn him on when you spend time with him out of obligation. But when you love to be in his presence and love to spend time with him, oh, that does everything for him, because he knows that he loves to be in your presence. You understand that? So I want to say that to you. Anytime you're in a relationship, man or woman, a man wants to be wanted. That woman wants to be wanted. Amen. And God wants you to want him this morning. He wants you to want to spend time with him and want to love on him and want to have intimate time with him, because that makes his day. He loves to be wanted. He loves to be praised. You should know what that is, because you were made in his image and likeness. And that's why you love affirmation. And that's why you love to be praised. Amen. You understand what I mean by praise. You love to be affirmed. You love to be told how great you are, how much you appreciate it, because you were made in his image and likeness. So he loves to be praised. He loves to be adored. He loves to be worshiped and revered. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Blessed Redeemer. Great God Jehovah. My God. My King. My Waymaker. My Lily of the Valley. My Rose of Sharon. My Bright and Morning Star. My everything. The breath in my body. My very existence, the lover of my soul, my keeper, my way maker. Oh, I bless you this morning. I honor you this morning. I give you the glory this morning. I place none before you this morning. You are God. You're the King of glory. You're the King of the Jews. You're the King of the earth. You're the King of everywhere. You are God everywhere. You're not just God in America. You're not just God in China, but you are God everywhere. And I come to bless you this morning. I come to give you the glory. I come to give you the honor. I come to exalt you, to shabak you, to extol you, to lift you up, to glorify you. Oh, my. Hele, mile ankalama, ilalamo shata. Oh, I bless you today. Oh, basikande. Open your mouth right where you are and begin to bless him. Begin to give him the glory. Begin to give him the honor right where you are. Begin to thank him. Come on. Begin to glorify him. begin to bless him. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Oh, Labashata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Ghost. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Master. Good morning, Waymaker. Good morning, Great God. Good morning, Husbandman. Good morning, Firstborn of the Brethren. Good morning, Partaker of the Fruit, the First Partaker. Good morning, my Savior. Good morning, my Redeemer. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, good morning. Good morning to you today. Thank you for good sleep last night. I slept good because you watched over me. I slept good. Oh, Basha. Ele Basha. I laid me down and slept, but I awakened. And the reason I awakened is because you sustained me through the night. Thank you for sustaining me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for covering my home all night from any intruder. Yukobo Shande, Ilaba, Shata, Andelebe, Ilala Mandolobo Saya. Thank you for covering my home from any robber. Thank you for covering my home from any thief of the night. You covered my home. You covered my home. You covered my home. And I thank you that I had sound sleep because you covered my home. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you this morning. And thank you for giving me light, health, and strength. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for an eyes to see, for ears to hear, legs to walk, and a tongue to talk. Thank you, hallelujah, for your divine covering, your divine protection. Thank you today that I was able to eat on yesterday. Somebody didn't eat. Somebody didn't have food on their table. Oh, but I did, and I want to say thank you. I want to thank you for food on my table. I want to thank you for clothes on my back. Ah, ele, ilalaba, shandelebe kabosha, ilele mandalaba shata, andelebe kolobosita, lobo shanda. Lord, I'm available to you. Mande mikaboshala, handelebele bashatia. Ikondolobosia, inanaman sheke, inanamama mandolobosha. I thank you for watching me and my family all through the night. I thank you, Lord, for giving your angels a charge over me. No bullet was able to hit me. No bullet was able to hit anyone connected to me because you gave your angels a charge over me. Oh, I worship you today. I exalt you today. I lift you up today. I give you all of the glory. I give you all of the praise. I give you all of the honor. To thee we ascribe glory. To thee we ascribe honor. To thee we ascribe power and majesty. Majesty. Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Oh, you're worthy. Oh, a blessing and honor, glory and power, blessings and strength be unto you who sits on the throne. You are the King immortal. You are the King invisible. You're the King, all worthy of the praise. To you be glory. To you be majesty. To you be honor. You are faithful. You are my advocate. You are the Lamb which was slain before the foundation of the world. Oh, Basha, Lemandelebe Koboshita, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is none like you. No one can touch my heart like you do. You're great today. You're awesome today. You're magnificent today. You rule with wisdom and honor power and strength. Oh, majestic King. Oh, excellent name you have. You're faithful. You are faithful. You are worthy. You are holy. Oh, Masha. Ilele mandolobosa. Ye mankalamaya. You are the lion. You are the lamb. You are the lion. You are the lamb. And I bless your name today. I worship you. I give you the glory. Hear me this morning. Hear my voice this morning. Hear my voice this morning. Would you hear me this morning, oh God? Would you hear me this morning? I thank you that the purposes and the plans that you gave for this day will be established in my life. Now, we just got done worshiping him. And we just got done giving him the glory. And we just got done magnifying him. But God gave us the power to command our morning. God gave us the power to decree a thing, and it shall be established. You can have a good day because you said you're going to have a good day. Mark 11:23. If you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in thy heart, but believe the things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Did you hear that? You shall have whatsoever you say. One more time. You shall have whatsoever you say. Well, you have the power to command your morning, and you have the power to decree and declare what kind of day you're going to have. You don't just have to have a mundane day. You don't just have to have a day like any other day, sitting back, telling myself, well, whatever happens today is going to happen. The devil is a liar. You take charge of your day. The sun is not up. So as the sun goes up, you take charge of your day. I'm going to get a drink of water. As the sun goes up this morning, you're going to take charge of your day. And you are declaring that the purposes and the plan of God that he gave you for this day, that it be established, that whatever the plan of God for your life is, in the day of Tuesday, on this November, in the second week, we're decreeing in the name of Jesus, oh, by Sunday, we are decreeing in the name of Jesus that his plans for my life be established. I establish, I sanction the plan of God for my life today. I declare that the plan of God will be manifest in my life today, in the life of my children, in the life of my family, in the life of my business, in the life of those connected to me. I declare in the name of Jesus that the purposes of God and the plans of God and the will of God that was given me for today, I establish that thing in the spirit. Let your will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. I deliver by the power of the blood. Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, you're worthy to be praised. My adoration belongs to you today. You are the Alpha, and you are the Omega. You are the God who's brought me safe thus far, and you are the God who's going to lead me home. You are my great oracle. You are the pillar. Oman Seke Ikabo Shada. You are the column and the pillar. You are my root. You are my sustainer. Ali Bebe Kolobo Shata. You're the one that can't nobody stop you. Can't nobody block you. Can't nobody hinder you. You're magnificent in power. You're great in holiness. You're majestic in authority. And I bless you to the Osha. I establish my day, and I ordain the sun to rule by day. I ordain the moon and the stars to rule by night. You're the one who ordained it. You're the one who said you're the one who said you released the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. So in the name of Jesus, I thank you that today is going to be a wonderful day. Thank you for what you did last week. Thank you for what you did last month. But now I thank you that it's a new day. I thank you that it's a new week. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you today that you are guiding me today. You're guiding me as you guided the children of Israel. You're guiding me with the pillar of cloud in the day and the fire by night. Oh, my Shah, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Nothing shall stop me. Nothing shall block me. In the name of Jesus, on this blessed day of Tuesday, before I make a move, before I take a step, before I say a word, I give myself to you today. 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 I surrender to you. I surrender to you completely. Let your will, let your plan, let your purposes, oh, my shame, be done in my life today. Oh, my shah, ilele mandolo boko basia, ilandele bekataya, ambababababo shikelele manda. On this day, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, ale. I thank you, Lord, that I'm blessed today. I thank you that I'm blessed today. I thank you that I'm blessed today. I thank you that I'm prosperous today. I thank you that you made room for me today. I thank that I'm productive. I thank you that I'm fruitful today. I thank you that you made room for me. Nobody will be able to squeeze me out. Nobody will be able to push me out. Nobody will be able to hinder me on the day. I thank you that you made room for me today. And this shall be a great day. This shall be a productive day. This shall be a fruitful day in the name of Jesus. I thank you today that the lines of the Spirit are falling unto me in sweet and agreeable places. I thank you that I have an unusual oil, an unusual oil of favor, and an unusual oil of prayer, and an unusual oil of intercession that is running my life. It is all over me today. I thank you that the desire to pray and the desire to intercede and the oil of favor and the oil of intercession is all over me. It's all over my family. It runs all over KCC. It runs over anybody connected to me. I thank you that the oil of God has arrested my life. The oil of favor. Ilele baboko shata. Ilele mandolo bosaya. I thank you for that divine favor today. I thank you for that uncommon favor. I declare in the name of Jesus, and I speak to Tuesday, and I command Tuesday to hear the word of God. As Ezekiel told those dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. I speak to Tuesday, and I command you, Tuesday, hear ye the word of the Lord. I declare Tuesday, you will cooperate with me. You will not fight me today, Tuesday. You will not bring me bad news. You will not bring me torment. In the name of Jesus, Tuesday, you shall favor me. Tuesday, you shall bless me. Tuesday, you will not destroy my protection. You will not hinder my prosperity. I speak to the womb of Tuesday. I speak to the womb of Tuesday and declare that Tuesday will give me good days. Tuesday will give me favor. Tuesday will give me increase. Ade, Ilo, Mukuli, Linkele Mando, Oba Baba Baba Shata. Tuesday, I command you to arise. I command you, Tuesday, to answer your name in my life. Whatever God planned for my life on this 8th day of November, I command you Tuesday to bring it forth. Bring it forth. Answer, 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 answer your name in my life. Answer your name in my career. Answer your name in my business. I decree in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this day, and I command any power that wants to manipulate the sun, any power that wants to manipulate the moon and the wind against my life, I destroy it right now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. And in the name of Jesus, I program divine blessings. I program miracles into my day. I program breakthrough into the day. I program prayer. I program intercession. I program love. I program kindness. I program graciousness. I program peace into my day and declare that this will be a good day. Oh, Monday, lift your voice and begin to pray and command this day to be a good day. Program favor, program increase, program divine relationship, program divine covenants. Put it in your day. Declare that on this Tuesday, on the 8th of November, you will experience favor. You will experience uncommon favor. You will experience supernatural favor. We decree in the name of Jesus that nothing will hinder us today, but today will be a good day. Today will be a day that you will have rest from all your enemies. Today will be a day that there will be no struggle. Oh, by lay by shy, that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow will be your portion today. You are decreeing today the divine favor of God. You are decreeing today the divine rest of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is election day in America, and I program those who you want in power. Father, in the name of Jesus, no one will be in power that you don't want to be there. We pray the plan of God for America. We pray the plan of God for this nation. We pray the plan of God for our cities, for our communities, for the gubernatorial races, for the Senate seats, for the House of Representatives, for the Secretary of State. We decree in the name of Jesus, oh, 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 the plan of God be established. The purpose of God be established. The purpose of God be established in our country. The purpose of God be established in the earth. Your will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. We establish the plan of God. We purpose the plan of God for our life. We establish the plan of God for our daughters, for our sons. We establish the plan of God for our husbands and wives. Father, I establish the plan of God for KCC. Father, as we're fasting, as we're turning down our plate, all of Oshata, as we're praying, I feel the presence of God right now. I feel that anointing. Ilolobosha, Mankele, Ile Bekele Be Kalamantolobosa, Lantanini Mianfele Dele, Ilobo Kokolobosha, Brankanis, Lapusa, Lapusa Ladosh, Lenkanteleme, Ilolobosha. I declare that the plan of God and the purpose of God for my life is manifested. I am not going under today. I will not be destroyed today. I will not be tired today. I program energy. I command energy. I command energy. I command energy to my family. Energy. Energy, divine energy today. Oh, my Shatta, I will not be overwhelmed. We will not be overwhelmed with the cares of this life. But I program divine energy. I cancel the powers of Jezebel. I cancel every demonic power. Obo, ulobo Shatta, andelebe kotaya, antaninimi kivanda, in the name of Jesus. I want you to listen to me. There was a man, and I want you to pray this today. There was a man named Ahithophel who was very close to David and was even close to Saul. He was very close to David. When Ahithophel spoke, it was as if God was talking. He was not questioned because he spoke as an oracle of God. And I want to say this to somebody, and I'm led to say this. And I say this prophetically, maybe even to a pastor who's on this call, to someone in business, but I want you to hear me. That God is a God of order. You hear me? God is a God of order. And because God is a God of order, anything that does not stay in line with the leader of the house is out of order. Nadab and Abihu decided to offer up sacrifices, but they did not do it in accordance with Aaron, and God called a strange fire. Sometimes when the enemy can't control a house, he will use voices of influence in the house to try to get his plan done in the house. And it may be from a person who's sweet and wonderful. But the enemy doesn't work like that. You know, he's always shrewd. He's conniving. And that's why the Bible says, let the prophet speak two or three and let somebody judge. Well, when you have a prophet as a pastor, and again, this may be prophetic for someone out there, I'm led to say this as I give myself to prayer and intercession. When you have a prophet as a pastor and a prophet as a leader, no outside prophetic voices should have any authority in that house that has not been sanctioned by the leader. I don't care if it comes through one of the best intercessors in the church. I don't care if it comes through one of the greatest pillars in the church. No prophecy should be given in the house that has not been sanctioned or judged, because if not, it's easy for the spirit of witchcraft and manipulation to begin to control from the outside. And the enemy knows how to use an Ahithophel. And who is Ahithophel? It's somebody that everybody trusts because he's been right before. The enemy knows how to use an Ahithophel to control what's going on. One of the main ways that David's kingdom began to go under was Ahithophel. And people trusted Ahithophel, but Ahithophel ends up joining with Absalom, and it was able to be a distraction. I am praying in the name of Jesus that the counsel of Ahithophel be turned into foolishness. So let me help you understand the best way for me to explain this. And I want you to get this. I want you to hear this in the Holy Ghost, what I'm about to say. Pastor Butler is my senior associate pastor. He has an ability to speak to me, and I'll listen. Or he has an ability to say things to the church, and the church will listen because of his position. But the only reason they listen to him is because of the honor that I bestowed upon him. Same thing with Pastor Kelly. You understand. These are men that I honor and respect. So what the enemy will do is, and someone may have good intention, but what the enemy may do is he'll send somebody to prophesy to Pastor Butler or give a prophetic word to Pastor Kelly. And Pastor Kelly will not submit that word to me, because that's what you're supposed to do. You submit it and say, Pastor, this is what someone said. How do you feel on this? All right? And instead of submitting that word, he begins to make decisions and do things in the church based on that prophetic word that was given. That's out of order. It's actually witchcraft. because it has not been sanctioned. So I want to say that to someone in here, that sometimes Ahithophel's counsel, David said, let the counsel of Ahithophel be turned into foolishness. Sometime Ahithophel's counsel needs to be turned into foolishness because it is not subject and it is strange. And I just felt led to say that to somebody. And as I pray and give myself the fasting and intercession this week, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying that any outside voices that are trying to bring confusion or that they want to bring control, whatever it is, we're decreeing in the name of Jesus that those outside voices in your life be silenced on today. God is a God of order. God is a God of structure. And there are too many Ahithophels that if they're not subject to the King David, they're going to end up destroying the king from the outside. Remember, I pray against enemies from within and without. All right? Sometimes the enemy will destroy from within, but sometimes he can bring destruction from without. So you submit prophetic words, even those who are part of the prayer ministry at KCC. You don't bring no prophecy, any church, from the outside, telling the outside what's to go on in the church. That's not God. And sometimes we like that stuff because it makes us feel important. And that needs to die in you so that God can take us to the next place. Prophet Cone, what are you talking about on this prayer line? You asked me to fast and pray, didn't you? God has asked us to fast and pray. Well, I'm doing it. And God is bringing some things to the head so that we can prepare for the next place that he's about to take us. You are blessed today. Today's going to be a great day. Now, we have prayer again at 6:00 this evening. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. All right? Today, we're fasting. We're still fasting. We're still turning down our plates this evening. We have Bible study at the Jacksonville location. We'll be calling on the name of the Lord in prayer. Amen. Jacksonville, pray. All right, we're putting in at least 1 hour every day. We're turning our place down, and we're seeking God, and we're pursuing him. And listen, it's not enough just to not eat. It's not enough just to not be on social media. You got to pray. Bring your spirit in. Bring your mind in. Bring your flesh in, all right, so that you can receive everything that God has for you today. I love you so much. I'm praying for you, and I pray God's best for your life, and I will see you this evening. Oh, ma lebele kondolo boshita la manda la basaya halabashande irioko shalamandi liasa ilamando lo boshata ilamande lebe kabosia. I just helped the pastor. Ilalababa shakalamande. Amen, and I helped somebody not get in trouble with God by doing something out of order. That's a strange fire. I feel that so strong. I just help somebody. Sometimes you got to repent. Mean well. You mean well, Ahithophel. Amen. But you're partnering up with Absalom and you missed it. All right? Everything that goes on got to come subject to the authority. If not, it is out of order. I don't care how good you mean. You don't mean no harm. I always tell you, neither did King Uzzah. But that cherubim so smote him because he touched the Ark of the Covenant. You don't mess with God's order. You come subject to it so that God can bless you. And whenever God calls us out, it's because he loves us. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. You are blessed. You are favored. We have prayer at 6 p.m. We're praying. We're calling on the name of the Lord. And all day today, I want you to walk around saying, I program faith into my day. I decree miracles into my day. Command Tuesday cooperate with you. All right? And watch what God's going to do. I love you so much. We're praying. The churches are open for prayer. Get there for prayer. Bible studies in Jacksonville this evening at 7 o'clock. Get there ready to pray and call on the name of the Lord. And let's believe God for the miraculous in our lives. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. I'll see you this evening at 6 o'clock. More grace for prayer.